Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning and welcome to the program. The theme today is glamour or illusion. And as usual, I will be starting with an article by Benjamin Krem's master. This was given through Mr. Krem in April 1984, and it's titled Glamour. Of all the problems which beset humanity, there is none greater than the problem of glamour. It provides the basis for all our difficulties and dangers, and holds the vast majority of humanity in thrall. It is at the root of every division and cleavage and the source of every dimension of pain and suffering. It has its roots in the ancient past of mankind, and all but a very few are held under its sway. Essentially, glamour originates in man's sensuous feeling apparatus. In other words, the emotional or astral body, and in man's identification with its action. Through wrong identification with his feelings and emotions or his desire nature, he has surrounded himself with and lost himself in thick fogs of illusion and unreality. This constitutes the glamour in which most people live out their lives. Glamour is illusion on the plane of the emotions and provides the greatest obstacle to progress for the individual and for the race. It throws a multitude of misconceptions across the path of the unwary. And the loftiest idealist is no freer from its influence, nay, he is frequently more prone than the hardened cynic. To come to grips with glamour, humanity must recognize its mechanism, by which means the central heresy that we are separate is created and maintained. All that tends to reinforce the sense of separateness is the result of the action of glamour, and all that seeks to undermine that heresy works for its destruction. Glamour resides in the notion that man's desires are real, that they have their own intrinsic validity and purpose, whereas, in truth, they are the cause of all unhappiness, no more real, no less transient, than the mirage of the desert. The well-meaning aspirant clouds his action with desire for achievement. The idealist looks upon his as the only possible ideal that right-thinking people could hold. Often do we see the absurdities of national pride lead nations into actions against the interest of their peoples. These, the actions of glamour, are the product of desire for power and the fulfillment of ambition. The light of science has rid the world of certain ancient glamours, but created others in their stead. The glamour of possessions enthralls half the world, while the other half go hungry and die in misery and want. Eventually, humanity will work through this phase and establish a truer perception of reality. The myriad glamours which beset the race today will one day dissolve in the light of man's soul, invoked into manifestation as the new age proceeds. But the present is a time in which new types of energy are making their impact on men's lives and creating conditions of bewilderment and confusion. The heightened tension of the time fosters the glamours of fear and destruction erupting into violence of all kinds. What can be done to free humanity from this ancient thraldom, in part innate in the nature of substance itself? How can man free himself from wrong identification and the tyranny of his self-created thought forms? The answer lies in a shift of focus from the self to the group, in a truer identification with the soul and its relation to all souls. The light of the soul, through the agency of mind, is the great dissipator of glamour. And long ago, the Buddha taught the conquering of desire, the noble middle path between the pairs of opposites. In the light of the soul, the essential unity is seen, the astral waves subside, and the aspirant finds himself at initiation's gate. Next, I've got some information from Benjamin Creme, and this is taken from his book, The Awakening. Oh no, sorry, I think I might have the wrong title. I haven't written it out in full. It's not The Awakening of Humanity, but it will come back to me. Oh, that's right. It's The Art of Living. Sorry, folks. All I had was initials, and I was trying to think what those initials stood for. So the book is The Art of Living. And this is a question and answer. The question is, what is the meaning of the statement, we have to look at glamours without illusion? And Mr. Krem's reply, most people have both glamours and illusions. Illusions deal with ideas, with mental thought forms. Everybody has them. The world's mental body, the mental plane, is filled with billions of thought forms, huge, small, ever-growing, always changing. These are mental thought forms. There are also astral or emotional thought forms. They involve, rather, the action of the emotions. With emotional thought forms, we experience a feeling, a sensation, and we put a meaning on it. That meaning, if it is not true, is glamour. You can only know it as glamour by the action of the mental body on it. Glamour is overcome by the light of the soul playing on the glamour through the mental body. The insight of the mental body has to be used to overcome the glamour. The light of the soul, which is the intuition, has to be used to overcome the mental thought forms, which are illusions. They are either illusionary or they are true. The truth is always there. You do not have to discover it. If you have no glamour, you do not experience glamorous feelings, and your feelings are true. They are coming from the heart, not the solar plexus, which is the seat of the emotions. And they are not a misuse of astral or emotional energy. If the ideas are true, they are coming from the soul and are creative, revelatory, illuminating. If they are illusory, they are false. It takes the intuition, the light of the soul, to show the falsity of it. That was the excerpt from The Art of Living. And now we're moving on to the book, My Transmission, Volume 2. I think we've got quite a few excerpts from that book. And the first one starts as follows. Maitreya sees any ideology, however noble, as a stepping stone. He calls ideologies steps on the ladder. When you are on the roof, you do not need a ladder. You can throw it away. An honest mind is an unconditioned mind. Only a non-conditioned mind can know what freedom is. The purpose of life is to become free. If you are locked into an ideology or belief system of any kind, your freedom is that much limited. Likewise, sincerity of spirit is seeing reality without distortion. Everyone under the degree of a master lives in a greater or lesser degree of illusion. When the illusion is on the physical plane, we call it maya, M-A-Y-A. When on the emotional or astral plane, we call it glamour. And when the illusion is on the mental plane, we call it illusion. These are all different aspects of illusion. Sincerity of spirit means responding to the emotional experience of life free from glamour. And that is another freedom. Mental freedom is freedom from mental conditioning, freedom from ideas which are conditioning your mind. Sincerity of spirit is freedom from the glamours of the emotional plane, so that you see life as it is on the emotional plane. You are not caught up in the glamour of astral plane energy. Maitreya says that to know and experience the self, which is your soul, you must have honesty of mind, sincerity of spirit, and detachment. Detachment happens more and more when you have honesty of mind and sincerity of spirit. As you become more and more detached, your mind becomes less and less conditioned. You are less and less enthralled, conditioned by the glamours of the astral plane. So these three aspects, honesty of mind, sincerity of spirit, and detachment, work together. Detachment becomes possible as you become free from conditioning and astral glamour. Freedom from astral glamour and mental conditioning becomes possible as you become more detached. And the more you become detached, the more you can see glamour for what it is, the more you can see how conditioned your mind is, the more you become detached. And as you become more detached, you know yourself or soul more and more. All of us think one thing, say something else, and do something else again. That is dishonesty of mind. Honesty of mind is thinking something and saying and doing what is consistent with that thought. What you say is what you think, and what you do, these are all in a direct line. Hardly anyone practices it because it is difficult. Everyone knows the politician who thinks things that he does not want to make known, so he answers questions obliquely. No politician, apparently, can afford to tell the truth. When you are speaking from the heart, totally sincere, consonant with who you are and what you are, without pretensions or glamours, without building yourself up as something you are not, but direct and pure and true to yourself, that is sincerity of spirit. This teaching is not a religion. It is not something you have to believe in or not believe in. It is a practical science of evolution. It is, of course, also an art. It depends on a moment-to-moment experience of the self and a recognition of what is the non-self. The non-self are the vehicles of the self, the mind, spirit, and body. You either identify with them and suffer, or identify with the self and know true freedom. And here's another excerpt from Maitreya's Mission, Volume 2. When we awake in the morning, even from the most awful nightmare, drenched in perspiration, our heart beating fast, we realize it was only a dream. If only we could say the same thing to all the feelings of the astral plane, every state of anger, fear, every negative moment, or emotion, I should say. If only we could say, it was only a dream, and wake up to reality, physical plane reality, that is. Then, of course, our life would be easier. But for some reason, We accept that our dreams are unreal, while our emotions are very real, a different thing altogether. But what are dreams? Our dreams are really our emotions, the figments created by our astral imagination when in light sleep. In deep sleep, we do not have dreams, so in deep sleep, something entirely different is experienced. The soul is experienced in deep sleep. But in light sleep, where all our dreams occur, it is the activity of the astral plane and the lower mental plane that creates these extraordinary visions, experiences, people, cities, and all the fantastic glamours which we experience in our dreams. Our emotions are no more real than these figments of our astral imagination during sleep. That is something which we should consider and realize. It will help to free us from identification with our emotional body. And here's another excerpt. What is glamour? We can more easily answer, what is not glamour? It seems to be nothing which enters our mind, comes out of our mouths, or concerns us in any way at all, which is not saturated with glamour. Glamour is illusion on the astral or emotional plane. There are three levels of illusion pertaining to the personality. And I think we've read something very similar to this already. I'm just wondering if I could skip to something a little bit new. Here we go. I'll just skip down here. When this is established, in other words, when we have alignment between our personality self and our true self, our soul, the soul can throw its light on this illusory life, physical, emotional, and mental, in which we have up till then lived. And that is evolution. We gradually evolve out of the darkness of our illusions, physical, astral, and mental, into the light of the soul, the true reality. Before this process of change takes place, we do not see the harm that maya, glamour, and illusion do to us and the world. We are in a state of glamour, of illusion. We are quite content because we do not know anything else. Our glamours, our illusions, are very comfortable for a long time. We have illusions and glamours because they are comfortable. They help to bolster our ego or denigrate our ego, depending on what we wish to do. Problem with glamour is that when we are in the glamour, we do not see it as glamour. And that is why we like them. They are comfortable. They keep us from seeing reality as it is. They are protective devices. As soon as the light of the soul through the focused mind begins to recognize the glamours and show them for what they are, a very uncomfortable situation develops. A glamour which is seen and recognized but still lived within is a very uncomfortable thing. It can only be overcome by not giving it any energy, by withdrawing the attention from it. And again, I'm just going to skip over because I realize we're going to run out of time shortly. The great secret in transformation is the redirection of thought away from ourselves to the needs of the world. The more we are engaged in serving the needs of the world, the healthier and the happier and the more serene we become. The fears, the jealousies, the unhappiness fade away from lack of energy. These glamours are only held in place by the energy with which we feed them. The first thing is to recognize them, to look at them. That is all. Do nothing about them. Do not judge them or condemn them. Do not try to change them. But do not try to repress them. Do not try too hard to be better. Every undue effort you make to overcome a failing, a glamour or whatever, simply makes the condition worse. The way to deal with the glamour is, first of all, to recognize it. Just look at it and do nothing about it. Do not identify with it. Just withdraw your attention from it and it will die of starvation. And that is our program. Thank you very much for listening. For more information, check out the website share-international.org. And wishing you all a lovely week.